Well, the Wharton Center announced its 2016-17 season last week, and among the Broadway tours coming to East Lansing is one co-written by one of our own, the musical Fun Home, which won multiple Tonys last year, including Best Musical, was written by composer Janine Tesori and mid-Michigan native Lisa Crone. When the musical's stop in East Lansing was announced, Lisa Crone came by the WKAR studios to chat with our fine arts reporter, Jamie Paisley.
Lisa Crone, thanks very much for joining us here at WKAR.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Fun Home is your first kind of musical attempt, with the exception of something that you did here in Lansing for Purim.
Right, I did. My father was one of the founders of Congregation Kehillat Israel, and we, my Hebrew school class and cohort, we did a lot of, I would say still a very remembered Purim plays. I don't want to use the word legendary, but people still talk about them.
You grew up and you graduated from Everett High School, and you grew up in West Lansing. And that story, I think, is very interesting about why they chose that area. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, my family moved here in the 60s, and my parents were looking to buy a house. They didn't really have any money. That was one thing. But also, my mother was very interested in us growing up in a racially integrated neighborhood. And the west side of Lansing at that point was in the process of being blockbusted. You know, it was being converted from an exclusively white neighborhood. There were still covenants on houses then that said, you know, whites only, to clearly on its way to being an all black neighborhood in the way that was manipulated by outside forces. And my mom started talking to other neighbors, and they formed this organization called the Westside Neighborhood Association, which was really the, you know, the backdrop of my entire childhood. And the neighborhood is still a stable, racially integrated neighborhood. It was, there was a, I think, an article on the front page of the State Journal when the Ferguson situation happened, talking about the West Side and what it's like. And I really loved growing up there. My parents lived in that house until two summers ago when we moved them to the condos at Burcham.
So socially progressive. Did they know that you were a lesbian before you did?
No.
You know what I mean?
I do, yeah. No, I was more like a, you know, I was like a weird grandmotherly antique collecting child, I think, more than being like a sporty girl or, you know, I was a kind of a booky, nerdy girl.
Short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys, oh, your ring of keys.
You have in Fun Home that kind of moment of epiphany of self-realization with Ring of Keys.
Yeah.
You know, I had that moment looking at Mark down the hallway in middle school.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay, I want to kiss that guy. What was your moment, and did that tie into that writing process?
You know, I wouldn't say that I had that kind of a moment. There were other things that were more, I mean, definitely, I think, you know, when Janine Tesori and I were working on adapting Alison Bechdel's story, Fun Home, Janine has said it's hard to tell sometimes which of our childhoods, you know, make up the thing that we made. But for me, I think it was more, I went to Kalamazoo College and I was involved in the, what was called the Women's Interest Group, or WIG. And so you know, I think as I was writing those scenes that take place for Alison in Oberlin College, I definitely was picturing my experiences at Kalamazoo College. You know, that dorm room, Alison's dorm room, in my mind was my dorm room at K College. Mm-hmm. And the gay union in Alison's book was the WIG room in my experience. So I think those were more the parallels that I were really useful to me in writing the piece.
I'm trying to tell you something, and I'm having a hard time because it's kind of a big deal. It's not that big of a deal. It might be a big deal. I don't know.
We're speaking with Lisa Crone, Lansing native and co-creator with composer Janine Tesori, about that Tony-winning musical Fun Home, based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel. It's about coming to terms with both Alison's own sexuality and the complex relationship with her father, Bruce, who turned out to be a closeted gay man. And can we switch gears to talk about the translation? Because as I was reading Fun Home first, The persona of Bruce that I encounter was a mm-hmm. very distant and cold person. But upon, you know, listening to Fun Home, that coldness isn't as apparent, that translation of two different characters. What was there a similar experience where that character shifted? Because he can't speak for himself, obviously.
Yeah, we did start out with him being colder and more distant. And, you know, I think theatrical characters, they don't have to be likable. But they have to be, you have to make people want to know about them. You have to make people, you have to make them compelling. They don't have to be likable, they have to be compelling. And I think what makes a character compelling is that they care about something outside of themselves. So I think we looked for the things about Bruce that were reaching outside of himself for something that he cared about. I think what's tricky is those things weren't necessarily his children. Although sometimes they were, just not in a consistent way, which is part of the complication of the story.
And what he latches on in the very beginning is the fabrics.
Right, right, right. He cared about beauty, you know, and in that way, he cared about beauty and craft. And those are the things that helped make his, that made his daughter an artist, was that those were the things he cared about. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want to be invested in Bruce making it through, you know.
Silver. Is this silver? Is this junk or silver? With polish we can tell. I love how tarnish melts away, opening to luster. And the mark, is there a mark? Yes, this stamp.
On Tuesday next week of Current State, join me as we continue this conversation with Lisa Krohn. We'll continue to talk about the musical Fun Home, which she co-created with composer Janine Tesori. The musical was just announced as being the closing selection for the Wharton Center's Broadway series of their 2016-17 season. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.